Hey guys, Will Durst here with a preview of President Obama's upcoming State of the Union address. After studying a few past speeches, plotting recent headlines, and analyzing the patterns of our 44th president, pretty much any observer could predict what's going to go down on Tuesday. Some things you can just always count on. For instance, mention will be made of Lincoln's birthday, but not of Mardi Gras. Nancy Pelosi will jump up and down like a rabid squirrel on meth. Michelle Obama will sit next to an astronaut. John Boehner will squirm like he ate bad shellfish and needs to use the loo. And then the speech. It will reveal that the State of the Union is good, but it could be better. Although our country is chock full of hope and promise, we will need to work together in order to overcome criminal elements who are trying to steer us into badness. The things we stand for are families, jobs, defense, and education. Conditions we can do without, thank you very much, are crime, crib death, and grumpy senators from Kentucky with the cheery optimism of that gray-green slime found on sunken cave ceilings. And the economy is the best that it's been in years. But that doesn't mean it's good, or as good as it's going to get. What it needs to get is better, much better, and then better still, until it's the best ever. But even then, can we relax? No, sir, not in America, because that's when we roll up our sleeves and really go to work. Not for ourselves, but for our children, and our children's children, and our children's children's grandchildren's nieces and nephews' stepkids. The ones that will be forced to wear artificial gills to breathe because the air is all screwed up. But that can wait for tomorrow. And guns, they can too, along with Al-Qaeda. And that's the State of the Union. For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.